Mostly cloudy today, some rain and drizzle. Two highs of 11 to 15 degrees. Today FM News will have more at 3.
Who's doing that? Is that you?
No.
Is it Phil then with the crab clap?
No, it was Ben. He just wouldn't...
I was trying to read the outro and I got confused.
It's like the bad clappers in the Late Late Show audience. There's always a row of them. It's like, you people are not in time.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon. On Today FM.
Hello, Ireland. Wakey, wakey, rising show. Actually, speaking of the Late Late Show, I've got news.
Oh, big news.
I've got news. I'll do that later on. I remain in the running. I declare myself in the running to host the Late Late Show. And I've got news on that coming up a little bit later on this afternoon.
Exciting.
What have I got for you? This is Lady Gaga. This is from last year, I think. Whoever sent me this last night, thank you so much. This is glorious. This is gorgeous. It says that they're fans. I thought she was singing with because they're amazing. She's in Japan. Lady Gaga sitting at a piano or her keyboard, right? And there's one word she sings, it's stay, right? Stay.
Stay.
And each of the fans then, plays a note, stay. And she's got like four or five fans standing around her.
Getting the fans involved, lovely.
Well, it says here they're competition winners. They won a competition, so obviously they needed to prove that they were able to sing for this bit with Lady Gaga. So it's been filmed. Lady Gaga sitting at the piano, and she gives each of them a go on the mic to sing Stay with her. So she sings a bit of it and then they sing a bit of it.
Cool, cool, cool.
Would you like to have a listen?
Yes, please.
Here we go. Lady Gaga.
Stay.
Isn't that gorgeous?
That's Gaga.
Now, I thought they were a band because the kids that are singing with her, Japanese kids, they are incredible. Like straight away, when you hear the first one, you're like, whoa. That is, they must be a band, but they're not. They're just like regular Lady Gaga fans from Japan.
No. Stay. Stay.
The boy can sing like.
Yeah. So, he's added a little extra sauce on that
one. Yeah.
Stay.
And then they pass over the microphone to the next person.
Stay.
Aren't they amazing?
That's impressive.
They're brilliant. And what they do is each of them have a go as Lady Gaga's playing.
Mm.
Lady Gaga's doing this somber sort of straight-faced, yeah, that's so
soulful. Because she's a muso. She's into the music.
She's like, that is so musical and, oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's going well so far.
Really
anyway.
Good stuff. Yeah. Go back to the beginning there again. We'll go through them all again, right?
Stay.
And the last girl?
Mm-hmm. Stay.
It's a lot of pressure to be the last one up, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Stay. No way. Oh, my God.
Listen, thanks for coming. Soft launch day 247.
Today FM.
Cash machine. Hey.
Stay.
On Today FM, because you could win yourself 30,100. Kygo, where do you two? Hiya, love. This is Today FM. And the music you love. Hiya, love. Saying hiya, love to John Paul Gilbert.
Hiya, love.
And hiya, love to Orla Ormond.
Hiya, love.
You're all feeling good today.
Perfect.
Oh. Oh. Big announcement on the show this afternoon.
Oh.
The gang's all here.
Hiya, Jared.
Wednesday. Crappy out there. What's Ireland talking about today? Trouble, text us or WhatsApp. But this is your show as well, you know. Don't just sit there expecting us to come up with all the things to talk about. You want to hear your voice notes? 0874-100-102. Hey, monkey, you got the voice notes working over there.
I'm just restarting computers over here. So we're getting there, Ray. It's a work in progress.
Orla, give him a banana.
Give me some peanuts.
Give him a banana and get the monkey pedaling on the machine again.
Do you want me to peel it for you, JP?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Ooh, ooh, over there. Get the goddamn WhatsApp fired up. Let's get Ireland talking. 0874 100 102. What's got you animated this afternoon? Well, it's a Eurovision, I suppose. Not winning in Eurovision. Some of the language around Eurovision last night. Do you know what, newspapers? You need to get a grip. You need to catch a hold of yourself. The Irish Examiner, Ireland failed to book spot in Eurovision Grand Final. Uh-huh. The Mirror, Ireland has failed to qualify. We've failed. We're failures to qualify for the final of Eurovision. Yeah, I've got two different versions of the bums.
I like
it. I prefer that one.
That's dedication to your craft.
That's a bit too... I think the higher pitched one is a bit too... horror. Whereas the other one's a bit more ominous. It's like, I'm coming for you. For that one more. That's more of my bums. My big bums. My big deep bums. My big bassy, full throated, heavy bums.
Very much like Meghan Trainor, you're all about the bass.
I am all about that bass.
Yeah.
No treble.
No.
Ireland has failed to qualify for the final of Eurovision, says the Mirror. The Sun, major Eurovision disappointment for Ireland, as Wild Youth left devastated after failing to qualify.
I mean, we've been failing for years, so...
Can we dodge that?
Doesn't mean it hurts less.
It hurt... it stung for all of 30 seconds afterwards. Yeah. And now we're not going to war with the rest of Europe. We need their warships to get rid of the Russians off the West Coast. We're like, listen, you voted against us, we're fine. We're okay with that. Now, can you sort out those pesky Russians, please? We got a few warships over there, and we can't do anything about it. We're better off getting some Cork fishermen out there to have a chat with them and tell them to jog on. Fury, says extra.ie, fury as Wild Youth miss out on Eurovision final bid. And evoke.ie says Eurovision misery for Irish entry once again.
Wow.
There's definitely a theme here, isn't there?
Mm.
I think, do you know what? Last night, instead of writing these headlines like misery and fury and disappointment and failing, you should have had a nice glass of Prosecco, shrugged, and gone to bed. The only people who should care about this, and even at this stage they should be over it, are Wild Youth. They now have the opportunity to just get on with this, get on with what they were doing in the first place.
Yes, they already had a career going anyway. The Eurovision was just an extra bonus. So, lads, get back to what you were doing.
This is exactly my view. It's like, there's, if anything, Eurovision would have been a bit of a distraction from the business of Wild Youth, from Wild Youth doing their thing. Like I was saying to Brian Kennedy yesterday, Eurovision, sure, it's in our DNA, and we'd love the Linda Martin years to be back again, the Niamh Cavanagh years. We'll have a look at it. We'll have a look at the semi-finals, see if they get through to the finals. And if they don't win, we're not going to be doing Fury. We'll just, you know, jog on. There's other things to be worried about, right? All right, what are you worried about? What's going on with you? Are you on the roll call today? 0874 100102. On show, ask Lauher, what's happening? What's going on? What's the weather like? What's your favourite colour? Do you have a name for your car? Here's House of Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. You see a face on the front of your car. There's a build and it looks like a face. That's good tech stuff. How's the page you brought? That ends very suddenly, doesn't it? That ends very suddenly.
Lights were jumping around and then they just jumped away.
They were jumping around and they didn't spot the manhole.
Oh.
With the cover off it. And all of a sudden they were gone. Jump around.
Hello?
This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. House of Pain, Jump Around. Good day, Ray Foley's mine. And let's do a roll call, actually. Ray's here, JP.
Aren't you?
Paul Ormond. In the house. Ray, the car is called Ralph. My favourite colour is brown. I'm more miserable about a recent skin breakout than the Eurovision, and I am on show. From Nuala, who says, love the show.
Hey!
Cheers, Nuala. I love those texty things. What's your favourite kitchen utensil? Do you have a name for your sofa?
Seen any interesting clouds lately?
You remember Fat Frogs? On show, Ray. My name is Sue and I'm addicted to tea. From Sue. Thank you, Sue. Thanks for the... I don't know if I'd be addicted to tea. I certainly got into coffee for a good bit there for... Maybe around my leaving cert. I'd go through like eight or ten cups of coffee.
It's the same deal though. It's caffeine, isn't it?
There's not that much tea or caffeine in tea, is there?
I've heard mixed reports. Sometimes people say there's more, but it's a slower releasing caffeine, whereas coffee's a like more intense burst.
What are you slurping over there in your mug?
Tea.
Regular tea?
Regular tea, yeah.
Do you have a brand?
Barry's.
Barry's?
Yeah.
And is that Today FM's brand of choice? Are there options
there are options, yeah.
What?
Cash machine Barry.
There is Barry's and Lion's upstairs to choose from.
It's Barry's from the cash machine, but he drinks Twinnings.
I don't like brands of tea that aren't Irish, is all I'll say.
You can't say that.
I know you can't say that.
You're not allowed to say that.
I won't drink a non-Irish tea.
You're coming over here.
I won't.
Coming over here with their tea.
Filling up our cups. No, thank you.
Tetley's.
No.
There's other ones, isn't there? I don't know any of the other ones.
Probably there's something called Yorkshire tea, probably. It's a no from me.
Oh, I can point you at someone who... champions that. It's disgusting.
Lads, even the tea wars just between Lions and Barry's is enough. You can't be bringing interlopers then further other teas.
No.
And don't get me started on your chamomiles and your peppermints and your greens.
Get out!
And on show, Ray, settle an argument for me. Is a fruit mixer that you dilute with water a cordial or a squash? Now, you see, this is the hard-hitting. This is the type of radio entertainment that people... These are the topics that people love to get involved in.
That's actually a bit tricky, isn't it?
0874 100102. Is a fruit mixer that you dilute with water a cordial or a squash? From Jasmine and Greg in Kilkenny. Jasmine's on the cordial side and Greg is on the squash side. I think a squash and a cordial is the same. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but my interpretation of it is like of my Waddy or a Robinson's. A cordial and a squash are the same thing. We just don't say squash over here.
But you always dilute a cordial. Do you always dilute a squash?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, but you just call them different. You just call it's just.
Different names for the same thing.
Yes, different names for the same thing. We just don't call it squash. You never call my Waddy squash.
No, you wouldn't, no.
You call it a cordial.
Yeah.
Or you'd call it a blackcurrant. Give me two blackcurrants and a bag of potato for the kids. We'd love to hear your opinion on this afternoon. 087-4100-102.
Panic at the Disco on Today FM.
That is a great song. Panic at the Disco and High Hopes. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Ray here, JP.
How are you?
Orla Ormond.
Hello.
How you doing?
Stephen's over there, 0874-100-102. Steve-O!
Hey, Ray.
Hey, love.
Was at Bruce Springsteen's RDS last night.
Okay.
I'm absolutely tired and emotional today. What a fantastic gig. Except for them idiots who were shouting Boo Roos after every song.
What? Shouting Boo Roos at Bruce Springsteen? Is anyone aware of this?
Oh, just saying Bruce slowly.
Boo Roos. Yeah. No, they're saying Boo Roos. So, Oh, they think they were being funny by booing him, but they weren't really booing him because they were saying Bruce, is it?
Maybe it's a chant that happens at Springsteen concerts.
Or it could have been a play on that Simpsons I was saying Boo-erns moment. I know you love that.
That I love that?
Simpsons references, yeah.
Oh, Simpsons references.
Huge fan.
I know five Simpsons references. There's Eat My Shorts, Cowabunga,
yeah.
Doe.
Yeah.
And I was saying Boo-erns.
Your man with the...
Simpson, eh?
No,
Nelson?
Would you let me think? I can't think of a show to me! No! The...
Slideshow Bob!
When he steps on the rakes.
Yeah.
Apparently the gig was incredible. All the coverage this morning, Bruce Springsteen lit it up. And, geez, he looks well. He looks really well. Is it tea he's drinking? What tea is he drinking?
He's doing more than drinking tea.
He's really looking after himself. Whatever tea he's drinking, we'll have some of that action, please. 0874-100-102. On the tea, Shane says, "Hi, lads, just to correct you, Lions isn't Irish. It's made in Manchester," from Shane. Is that true? We can't verify that, Shane, so we'd have to look that up first.
Isn't that similar to the Cadbury thing, where Cadbury, some people think it's Irish, but it isn't really because it's made... in the UK.
I think the two most popular teas in Ireland are Lions and Barry's, and then you've got your favourites, and then everyone picks a side. I mean, I like Barry's and I like Lions, but which is better? There's only one way to find out. Carmel says, we just call everything. This is on the squash versus cordial debate. See, this is the guy, like, again, I gotta tell you, this is the great kind of stuff. We could be doing this on the Friday night in the Late Late Show.
Yeah, you can really get your teeth into the...
Sorry, I remember.
She just remembered another funny Simpsons reference or something.
Hey, hey!
What was that?
We just call... It's a crusty, attempted a crusty. We just call everything my waddy, says Carmel. That's fair enough. Could I get a Robinson's my waddy, please? And hi, Ray. Squash and cordial don't count as names. It's simply a glass of dilute. Donna said something similar, actually. Donna? Hello?
We just call it dilute. We don't call it squash.
Dilute.
We don't call it squash or cordial. We just call it dilute.
Dilute.
Just get the dilute. Yeah, that's it.
Dilute.
Glass of dilute, please.
I can have a glass of orange dilute. We've never done that. We'd say my waddy or a blackcurrant. We call it a blackcurrant. Squash has fruit juice added. Cordial doesn't, from Gary. G in Mayo says, I think cordial is more polite. And
hello.
Say what? Well, that's a joke,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Jesus.
Dave made the same joke, but better. He said, Robinson's is a squash. And cordial is the relationship I have with my in-laws. Hey, love the show. Hey.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Wrong button. And I'll own it. It's fine. I'll own it. I'll accept it. I'll take that one on the chin.
You could have breathed past that. That was fine.
That was definitely me. No, I think people would have noticed that I pressed the wrong button. The FM, we play the music you love. Good afternoon, friends. Ray Foley in the afternoon. It's Wednesday, isn't it? Losing my mind over here. I'm Bruce Springsteen. Apparently people were booing. Or it's like boo-roos, people were saying. What's that about? Is it an in-joke?
Why would you pay good money to go along to a Springsteen gig and then boo the man?
By all accounts, he was incredible. He's famous for doing, like, a jammed set, squeezing every minute, every ounce out of his stage time, banging out the tunes. Did anyone have a problem then, or was anyone, like... Sharon's over there, 0874-100-102. Sharon!
Hi, guys.
Hiya.
Yeah, I was at the Bruce Springsteen concert on Friday night with my mum and my sister, and there was definitely booing towards the end, and my mum was disgusted.
Sharon is disgusting. This is Sharon.
We didn't leave the house to come to this for this now.
Sharon.
No.
Get your car keys. Get your coat. We're going. I'm going home, I'm not listening to this.
See them over there, they're not real fans.
Yeah, I can imagine she was disgusted. What, could it be that I actually don't know, I haven't seen the set list. I know he plays all the hits, I know he does some new stuff as well. Is that what they would be booing? I don't think so.
No, it's got to be the case that they're just chanting Bruce and it sounds like a boo.
Because really, he should just have you barred for life now. If he ever does tour again, he should just have those people that were booing barred for life. Sorry, Sharon.
Brilliant show, though. Mm. He's really good.
He's really good. And have we got a birthday?
I think so.
Are we going to Selbridge for a birthday this afternoon?
I'd love to.
Boys, hello. This is Harry and Joshua and Ben, is it?
Hi, Ray. This is Harry.
Harry.
Ben.
We
want to wish...
Where's Joshua? Oh, hang on a minute. Is this Joshua's birthday?
Let's find
Joshua.
Out.
Happy seventh birthday.
Oh, amazing. To Joshua today, celebrating the birthday. Let me go and get the necessary sounds then. Come on, give me 1 second. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Joshua. Seven.
Good
seven
age
today. Any plans, guys?
It's my birthday.
Joshua, happy birthday. What are we doing? Are we doing anything nice?
Happy seventh birthday.
Happy seventh birthday. All right, 0874-100-102. We have Bruce Springsteen. How was he? And why were you booing if you were booing? I'll play some Lunch Money Lewis next as well.
Ray Foley. With Kevin.
And Bulletproof Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Ray is my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Roll it there, JP.
What?
We've been over this, like, when I get the late.
Roll it where, though? You said roll it there.
What? Roll it there.
Where?
It's like the expression is roll it. It's just
you
play.
You want me to roll it to
just
where?
Just hit play.
Oh. Why didn't you just say
hit play, JP? For suffering Jesus.
Do you want me to hit play?
Roll it there, JP. Practice this, like, when I get the late, you're only going to have one job to do, and that's hit play on the thing. Roll it there, JP.
Roll it there, cadet.
You've got a face, and you know, like, some.
No, I'd be better in a live situation on a Friday night when I know the pressure's on.
I need to be able to depend on you.
I'm not good in rehearsals, but when it comes to live, that's when I shine.
Just to clarify for everyone who's wondering, both of you, I'm still in the running. I've declared myself in the running for the Late Late Show, and I'm still in the running.
No.
Hang on.
No,
I've declared myself.
You are still declaring yourself
that's it,
in
sorry.
The running.
Sorry, just so we're absolutely clear, I am still declaring myself in the running for the Late Late Show. I'm proud and happy to do it as well. Happy to step up for the nation. Although devastating news in the papers this morning. Mm-hmm. 2-for-1 deal, says the Sun. Apparently there's talk now they're going to put them both on it. Both Patrick Cuity and his wife, Kat Deely, are going to present the Late Late Show together.
So it's going to be like a Fern and Phil or Holly and Phil or whoever else is.
This is nonsense. This is made up nonsense is what this is.
Oh, this is just speculation, right, is it?
On what planet is that going to work? Her.ie. RTE reportedly looking to sign Kat Deely up for Late Late gig along with Patrick Cuity. So is it going to be roll it there? Roll it there, Kat. Like the most expensive button presser in the world.
She might be saying roll it there, Patrick.
She very could be roll it there, Patrick. That's a pretty good Kat Deely there.
Fairly close.
Thank you very much, yeah. Roll it. No. I had it and it's gone. It was a fleeting impression. And none of us enjoyed it. Least of all Kat Deely.
Roll it there, cadet.
And Patrick Kilty. Let's talk now that they're going to put the two of them. Also, thank you very much. Actually, just put on something else. It's actually annoying me now as well. That's the other thing. I want to change the theme tune.
What?
I want to change the theme tune.
You're tired.
I want something more poppy, something more upbeat, something more Friday night. Yeah, the other news as well. Baz has pulled out.
Sorry, I did not hear this. Ash Mow is officially out now.
I saw it in one of the things, yeah. Baz has pulled out. One of the articles this morning had Baz pulling out as well. Baz is gone now. Another one bites the dust, baby.
Your chances just went up.
I tell you, skyrocketing now at this stage. So many people ruling themselves out without being asked, without being offered. I am ruling myself in. Also worth saying as well, something I'd like to address actually while I'm in mid-campaign. Patrick Kilty on the subject of when he was asked, kind of skirting around the issue. There's a few people doing this. Who else did I hear? Did Marty Whelan say it? Oh, Daniel O'Donnell said it. There seems to be this about the Late Late Show. There seems to be this sort of like mythos around it that it's hard. Like it's hard work.
Is it not hard?
Like it's rocket science or brain surgery. It's just chatting and having the crack for 2 hours on a Friday night. But there's cameras on you. Like, let's not overstate it here, guys. There's a bit of work involved. Patrick Kilty here.
But I think something that maybe hasn't been said, I've done chat shows before.
Yeah.
I know how difficult they are, and I've been a guest on the Late Late Show, and I've sat.
It's so difficult. It's really so hard to just talk. Like, look at you and me here, JP. We're talking, and
I'm paddling hard.
I gotta tell you, it's so hard.
I'm sweating bullets.
It's very hard.
Alongside Ryan doing his stuff. And whoever gets that gig, they're going to have huge shoes to fill.
Because it's so hard. That's another thing now.
What?
Part of my campaign, I'm going to do all a bit of that.
Okay.
So hard talking.
Yeah. Would you be able for it?
If... And what they do is they send you notes of what who you're going to be talking to.
Well, once you've got a great team around you, then the talking out loud, it's not as difficult, hopefully, is maybe what you think.
I mean, it's okay, so it's 2 hours. That's the other thing everyone says. Oh, it's so long. It's really very long, like 2 hours of live telly. It's so long. Huh? Warren's on the telly.
Yeah.
Every morning for 3 hours.
And she's sauced up. And she gets through it.
And that girl hasn't a clue what she's asked. Seriously, can we all just stop making out that this is like heart surgery or lung transplant?
Whoa. Can I just advise you?
Yeah.
Given that you've declared yourself to be in the running.
Yeah.
You don't want to say that the job that you've declared yourself in the running for is easy, because then your negotiating position is weaker. So you want to suggest it's a real challenge.
Do you know what? I totally understand. I did nearly 7 years on the 6 o'clock show. And that's like with ad breaks and everything and the cookery segment.
Yeah.
That's a good 20 minutes of talking. And there's nothing on those cards. You know those cards they give you?
Yeah.
For the
they're blank.
There's nothing on them. You just make up the talking. You're like, so, this the remix. Tell us about the book.
Ray, would $8,000 a week make it easier?
It'd certainly sweeten the deal. Is New York in Lato Today FM. Still in the running. See ya, man. Lato, Mariah Carey. Big energy. DJ Khaled's on there as well. Got a new watch. Did you hear the news?
Yeah.
Got it on the internet. Yeah. It's Lato, it's Mariah, and I'm looking at my wrist and it's a new watch. Told you. This the remix. Did FM play the music?
Did he sign the warranty on that? Did he get the piece of paper? He signed it and sent it off.
I think as long as he keeps the receipt.
And is that under the household insurance or what?
We shouldn't be laughing. Do you know why we shouldn't be laughing?
Why's that?
There's an asteroid hurtling towards Earth.
No.
And this is it. Do you know what? It's the problem with these asteroids hurtling towards Earth. They could destroy all of us and make us extinct. And that is a real bummer.
Luckily, though, they've generally got crap aim.
Listen, when I'm doing the Late Late Show, this is what's going to happen. I'll say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the... But I will have had a good run. NASA is keeping an eye on a huge asteroid that's set to make a close approach to Earth later this month. The large space rock is called 2023 CL3. It's estimated to be up to 656 feet wide. And that's more than twice as big as the Statue of Liberty. Statue of Liberty isn't huge, but it's big enough when it comes to a space rock hurtling towards us at speed.
You wouldn't want it to land on you, Ray, would you?
The Sun says Rocky Horror. NASA alert confirms giant asteroid to, quote, closely approach Earth at 51,000 miles per hour. It's twice the size of the Statue of Liberty. Let me call my space guy.
All right.
I'm on line two there.
It's ringing.
Oh, sounded terrible there, didn't it? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is that Niall?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Niall Smith, the head of research at Cork Campus and Munster Technological University. And he's the head of the Blackrock Castle Observatory as well. Niall, lovely to talk to you again, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
You've been looking up recently, have you? How are we feeling? How are you? I see, this is the thing. You'd be a good read for me, for my mood. If I know you're sleeping tonight, I know I can sleep tonight as well, looking up at this asteroid hurtling towards us at speed.
The sound of the baby. I'll be sleeping at least 8 hours tonight. So I hope you will too.
Okay.
Yes, this asteroid that's on its way. So just so you can sleep soundly in your bed, it's going to miss us by quite a way. It's going to miss us by about 30 times the distance between us and the moon. So it's quite a distant object. The thing about it is, it's quite big. So it's just as well that it's going to miss us by quite a distance. So, I saw some interesting comments about what if it got deflected a little bit and could something happen. Well, certainly between now and the 24th of May, it's not going to really do very much. So it's going to kind of stay well away from us, I have to say.
Okay.
I hope people aren't disappointed by that. I hope they're encouraged.
No, I'm delighted to not be decimated by an asteroid. So it's 2 weeks out then. It's the 24th of May, so this day fortnight. Yeah. And it's further away than the moon. And as we know, now the moon is a good distance away.
Yeah.
Ray Foley scientist.
I mean, I don't have a degree or anything now, but I wager that, you know, it's a good old stretch. So we don't really have anything to worry about. But in terms of space, it is actually reasonably close then, yeah?
It is. I mean, it is. It's actually very close. I mean, there's a lot of stuff comes from close all the time. But although I know we think the Earth is very large, and I mean, it is in one sense, on human scale, but it's a very small target in space. And if you think of the Earth going around the sun and then these asteroids going around the sun, the chances of the two of them having to be at the same place at the same time is really very, very small. I mean, obviously the dinosaurs would disagree, but basically for us now, the chances of anything hitting us that's large is vanishingly small. It's not zero, but it's really, really small. So, you know, the largest thing that's really come was this one. People might remember in 2013 in Russia, in Chelyabinsk, when windows were shattered and so on, and that was a 17-meter sized asteroid, which did break up in the atmosphere. The one that's going to go past us in 2 weeks' time is 200 meters. So if that did hit us, and it did, for example, kind of land damage on a city, it would generate a crater, and you would have loss of life for sure. It would make it through the atmosphere, and there would be loss of life if it hit an urban area. But the chances of that for this particular one is zero. The chances of it happening in general are very, very small. When the solar system was very young, that's 4.5 billion years ago, this would have happened a lot. So if you happen to be sitting on the Earth 4.5 billion years ago, getting hit by big asteroids would have been a regular event. But they've all kind of been mopped up over the last 4.5 billion years. So for the most part, there's not a lot out there that's got our name
on it. That's interesting. Because we were just talking before we called you, we were like, are we not due one? I mean, when you consider like that the dinosaurs is the last time and we've gone this long, are we sort of not due one? Is there not one due? But I suppose there's less of them around then than there were
there's less of them around. I mean, people do take it seriously. There is a Planetary Defense Coordination Center in the US that's run by NASA, and that's actually been joined by the European Space Agency to keep an eye on objects. Because one of the things what I think is interesting is that we do have, at least in principle, if we really needed to, we do have the technology to go and divert an asteroid if we could see that it was going to do
Bruce Willis and Batman put them up there with the, is it something similar to that? They tested this thing. Were there people from Belfast involved in that?
Well, actually, there are people from Queens who do a lot of work on asteroids and objects in the solar system. Absolutely, there were. And they, I think, gave advice to that particular one. Was that Armageddon or...?
I'm not saying people from Queen's University were in Armageddon. But I mean, there was a mathematician or something we were speaking to at one point that was involved in that thing to try and deflect or get it to move. And it was
right, the DART mission or whatever.
That's it,
No, that's right. Yeah, and what that showed us actually is we actually have deflected an asteroid. We've actually moved, and if you think it's kind of incredible, we've sent a spaceship quite a long way, ran into an asteroid and moved it enough. Actually, we moved it more than we thought we'd move it, which is kind of interesting. But, even though we shouldn't at all be concerned or worried, there is a lot of effort going on to really reduce any residual worry we might have effectively to zero by having sort of spacecraft on standby. And I know this kind of sounds like science fiction or whatever, but if you think of how quickly we responded to COVID, I mean, you know, that was a pretty quick response when we needed to. Now, people can disagree whether it was quick or not, but I think most people say, you know, we got a handle on that.
And we need to have options as a planetary defense. Tell us about what you're working on. The Vatican Advanced Technology Telescope. I didn't know that the Vatican were into the telescopes as well.
There you go. It's a great name. I love working on that just because of the name. So the Vatican, previous popes took the view that in order to understand the full beauty of the universe, that it was appropriate for the Vatican to be involved in understanding that. And they had a telescope always in the Vatican City, but light pollution meant they needed to look for somewhere else. So they built a telescope out in Arizona. And at the moment, we're working with the team there to put a new camera, which will help us to find more asteroids and, really importantly, in relation to the conversation today, be able to determine their orbit more accurately and then say, actually, guys, this looks a little bit worrying. It might be a bit close because we know exactly where it's going. So that's what we're working on at the moment, is that, particularly at the moment, the new camera to allow us to do that better. So I suppose you could say that Ireland is going to be soon involved in planetary defence.
We're involved in and you're working on that in Cork, is it?
Yes, yes.
Fantastic.
We are working that in Cork, yeah.
Spectacular.
We do some great things in Cork, Ray.
I'm well aware of it. Listen, Dr. Niall Smith, always a pleasure to talk to you. He's the head of research at Cork campus of the Munster Technological University, the MTU, and of course the head of Blackrock Castle Observatory. Niall, always a pleasure. Thanks, man. Thanks for taking the call.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
All the best. Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Ray Foley.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Could stay away. Singing, right? Just in the song. Is it Armageddon? Don't miss a thing.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Your
Aerosmiths.
I could stay. Call Niall back there and ask him if we can do the first note.
I could stay.
There it is.
Thanks, Niall.
Niall, thanks a million for that.
From Family Break.
Take that and never forget. This is Today FM. What a dinger. What a dinger of a tune. We'll play the music you love. Ray Foley's my name, and William texted. He said, what a tune. By far my favourite Take That song, but I can never remember the bloody name of it. Love the show.
Hey.
William.
Thanks, William.
Do you know what, William, do you know, you need
Shazam.
Shazam. Or do you know, if you just type in Take That songs on Google or Take That song lyrics, it'll just pop up. It's one of the first ones,
and then you'll never forget.
And Sheila says your doctor friend there has a good bedside manner. Yeah, in fairness, we were talking to Niall earlier on from the Munster Technological, isn't it? Yeah, not technical, Technological University. Dr. Niall Smith, and he spends a lot of time looking up, and I suppose there was a lot of reports about this asteroid over the last few days, coming towards, it's sort of our area of space, but it's not actually coming towards Earth at all. Plenty of room, nothing to worry about. Move along. They'll keep an eye on the skies for us. In the meantime, Sheila says, your doctor friend there has a good bedside manner. If we were facing the apocalypse, he's the guy I'd want breaking the news. Well, you see, the thing is, Sheila, he'd be saying something very different then. He wouldn't be saying nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. He'd be saying, run for your life!
Ray Foley.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference.
When I say nug nugs, you say please. Nug nugs.
Please.
Nug nugs.
Please.
Fire's the machine. Dog days are over. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in and on. When I say nug nugs, you say please. Nug nugs.
Please.
Nug nugs.
Please.
When I say nug nugs, you say please. All this week we're celebrating 40 years of McDonald's iconic Chicken McNuggets. Isn't this brilliant? They're celebrating McNuggets. It's not like McDonald's in general, or the Big Macs, or the whole shenanigans. Happy? No, it's specifically the McNuggets. It's a beautiful thing. What a joy to behold. 40 years of the McNuggets. And this is a celebration.
Do we get a bank holiday for the celebration?
We want to know if you're hashtag McNugget worthy enough. And is there someone in your life hashtag McNugget worthy enough for you to share your McNuggets with? We're doing a kind of a guess the year, because of all the last 40 years that the McNuggets have been around, you've got to guess the year. We've a daily prize of a €200 prepaid Perks credit card up for grabs. And all of our winners across the week then go in a draw for a trip for two to the home of McDonald's, Chicago, USA. This is incredible. You got a turn flights from Dublin to Chicago for two people, 3 nights in a 4-star hotel, travel insurance as well. If you want to go to Chicago, we're doing that draw on Friday, and we've got the €200 every day this week. We've picked a year. Tell us the year. Have a listen to this.
For a fifth day, Iceland's volcano is creating havoc in the skies. More than 300 airports across Britain and Europe were closed over the weekend.
Not a clue.
The new Lansdowne Road Aviva Stadium was officially opened today.
Iniesta's in the middle all alone. Surely now, Spain have won the World Cup for the first time in history.
Barbra Streisand.
Now, come on, guys. We all knew this day was coming.
We're getting thrown away.
No, no one's getting thrown away.
We ain't ever getting played with.
Barbra Streisand.
Oh, you've got me stumped there, John Paul.
It was Toy Story, but which Toy Story was it?
I wouldn't have a clue. So was Journey in the charts then, or what?
It was, yeah.
So Journey was in the charts because of us, was it? Because of the Sopranos title?
You nearly maybe say the year there. I don't know if it was that, but it was definitely in the charts because I checked.
All right. I have no idea.
Come on, man. Spain winning the World Cup, first time ever, Rick. Come on. Rick Foley knows answer.
Yeah.
Totally, man. I totally should have got it on the Spain winning the World Cup. Totally. Can't believe I got that wrong.
This is Today FM. Maybe if we only got Jack Jones and Whistle. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Oh, yeah. Put your hand in your heart and whistle. I'm a terrible whistler. And I'll come back to you. I whistle better in than out.
You're a sucker more than a blower.
Yeah, and as a result of that, then my whistle isn't that good.
It's weak.
It's more of a.
Yeah, you've no sustain on that, right? You've no endurance in your whistle.
We were talking about Bruce Springsteen and people booing at the Bruce Springsteen gig last night and over the last number of nights when he's been before, the various nights he's performed over the last week or so. Dara messaged me on my Insta. He said, it's not booing. It's just people shouting Bruce.
Yeah.
So they're not boos, they're Bruce.
They're chanting his name.
So they're not saying, because someone voice noted and said they were saying Bruce or something.
I think it was Sharon was saying it sounded like Boo-roos.
Boo-roos. Yeah. No, they were just going Bruce. And then if you like the middle bit of Bruce just sounds like booze. Mm. So we could all good. We're all cool with Bruce. Nothing to see here.
Ray Foley.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
If you've been texting in on our McNuggets competition for a trip to Chicago at the end of the week, I'll be picking a winner for today in the next few minutes, and I'll play Ed Sheeran next.
Showless.
Air Today FM.
I love that we didn't even have to ask for it.
Perfect. Well done.
Who sent that in?
Shaz.
Shaz, a tip of the hat, madam. An extra 13 listener bonus points for you this afternoon. Congratulations.
Oh.
Let's bongo. Oh, I'm having a good time today. In spite of everything, I'm having a good time today.
Ray, you didn't tell me about the sauces the last time you told me about this McDonald's business.
Look, it's all well and good, celebrating 40 years of Chicken McNuggets at McDonald's. Mm. And they're flouncing around with their special sauces. Special edition, special sauces to celebrate the hashtag McNuggets-worthy celebrations. But I'm a traditionalist. I like to go for the true, tried and tested BBQ.
See, I'm garlic mayo.
Barbecue all the way for me, my friend, and it takes a lot to move me. Now, don't get me wrong. It's garlic mayo, mega hot sauce, chipotle mayo, and creamy ranch sauce with the hashtag McNugget worthy celebrations with McDonald's. And I will try them all, but I'll always come home. I'll always come back to good old reliable barbecue. You want to guess the year?
Yep.
Have a listen to this. If it's in that airplane,
the night sky like shooting stars. For a fifth day, Iceland's volcano is creating havoc in the skies. More than 300 airports across Britain and Europe were closed over the weekend.
The new new Lansdowne Road Aviva Stadium was officially opened today.
Iniesta's in the middle all alone. Surely now, Spain have won the World Cup for the first time in history.
Barbra Streisand.
Now, come on, guys. We all knew this day was coming.
We're getting thrown away.
No one's getting thrown away.
We ain't ever getting played with
Barbra Streisand.
Oh, I know the Toy Story.
Do you?
Yeah, because they think that they've been thrown away in the third one when Bonnie, spoiler alert for a movie that's definitely at least 10 years old, when Bonnie, the new kid, adopts them instead.
You're correct. It is Toy Story
with
3.
With a Lotso Hugs bear in it, which was good.
Bongo!
All this week we're celebrating 40 years of McDonald's iconic chicken McNuggets, and McDonald's want to know who is hashtag McNuggetworthy enough for you to share your McNuggets with. Nuggy, nuggy, nuggy. About 200 euro prepaid Parks credit card up for grabs every day, and an end of the week prize of a trip for two to Chicago, the home of McDonald's.
All you do is gotta do is...
Just that, yeah.
Guess the year. All you gotta do is guess the year.
It's ringing. That's La Hinch.
Claire.
Yeah.
You're joking.
Hello.
Hello, Jack.
Yes.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are we?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
Merely surviving. Just wading through the swamp. Mm. The radio swamp.
You'd love to wade through some garlic mayo, wouldn't you? Or barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce specifically. Yeah, that'd be lovely. What's your dip of sauce with your nug-nugs?
Barbecue.
Yeah, same as like a man after my own heart. Yeah. And who would be hashtag McNugget worthy to take to Chicago, which if you win at the end of the week?
Jesus, I don't know.
Jesus, you bring him along, yeah. Good guy by all accounts.
I'd have to think about it.
Are you single, Jack?
I am, yeah.
All right, okay, fair enough. Because a lot of men come on and we say, like, who would you take to Chicago with you? And they're like, oh, I don't know, can't think of one. And then you go, are you single? And they go, yeah, I'm married. But yeah, they wouldn't even consider taking them.
You don't want to say one of the lads either, like, and sound like a sad or like, you know.
No, that's fair.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with taking one of the lads? I'd love to take one of the lads with me. Not you, JP, but like, you know, take Jack with me to Chicago.
Cheers.
Tell us the year, Jack.
2010.
2010, you're absolutely right. What gave it away? Was it the Spain winning?
Yeah, Spain winning.
Ah, there you go, yeah. You got us. All right, brother, we got a 200 euro prepaid Parks credit card for you. And then the draw is happening on Friday afternoon, the trip to Chicago for two people, for you and an as yet unnamed travelling partner.
Right.
Listen,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
No bother. Thanks for listening.
Thanks
for listening. Cheers, bye.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, brother. All the best and good luck in the draw on Friday. Another chance to get in, to win. With McDonald's and hashtag McNugget worthy. This is Blondie on Today FM. She looks like she don't care. Without you. David Guetta and Usher without you. Without you from David Guetta and Usher. Or David Guetta and Usher without you. It's not an easy one to say. As a DJ, they were very inconsistent.
Usher and Guetta, they could have gone by just Gusher. You know what I mean?
That, you know what?
Yeah.
A pop super group. When you mash together Guetta and Usher. Gusher. So much you didn't get to do on the show today.
I know.
Including JP's fantastic Gusher idea. We didn't get to do Dealey Bins, where Late Show contender Cass Dealey tells us about her new waste collection business, Dealey Bins. Cat says all you need are a couple of reliable trucks and a good crew of guys.
Thanks, Cat.
We didn't get to do Done Dealey.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Late Show contender Cat Dealey tells us about her new online marketplace for buying and selling. It's called
Done Dealey.
And we didn't get to do Joe Swash Squash.
Not easy to say.
Again, a toughie. Joe Swash Squash, where I'm a Celeb Reject Joe Swash tells us about his new range of fruit cordials. It's called Joe Swash Squash. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening. Ray Foley.